Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Go on to facebook.com/TQMind to find out when you can schedule your March Madness appointment. You can do it for parties, you can do it for different events, and also your corporate outings and corporate business events. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod. And today's topic is going along with the ending of the trial of the person who murders Chris Kyle. The trial ended last week, to no surprise. He was found guilty and now will be sentenced because they did not believe his insanity case. So just look at the aspect of the incident, and of course, murder is murder, and the person got what he deserved by being found guilty. But we look at the celebritism cause a factor when it comes down to certain cases. And in this particular case, there were a couple of jurors that claimed that they did see the movie American Sniper prior to the trial. Of course, that can cause a really big issue because now the defense can use that and maybe even possibly force a mistrial. And that's going to be a very critical aspect going into the future. Of course, both the defense is appealing, and the defense is going to look for justification for the appeal because of the popularity and the celebritism of the movie American Sniper. In the state of Texas and throughout the United States, Chris Kyle is looked upon as a hero. And like I said, you look at his military work, you look at his military accomplishments, in a way, in doing four tours in Afghanistan is nothing to downplay or nothing to just push aside, because of course that is a very big accomplishment for any soldier and anyone who fought for their country, and that's nothing. I said, once again, I don't want to come across as saying anti-military, anti-war. It's not about that. It's about looking at the dynamic of Chris Kyle. Should we look at him as a major war hero, or were the accomplishments that he did overhyped to the point where the government is trying to justify some of the tactics that they did to, for the betterment of the country, they'll say. Now, you look at the swelling of ISIS, you look at all these different groups, fringe groups that are trying to step up, they're trying to go into another level, they're trying to move into this new realm of terrorism, throughout Syria, throughout Yemen, throughout Afghanistan and Iraq. And a person like Chris Kyle, they say, will come in and would be that person, be that assassin that will go out there to take out the bad guys. That's what, you know, they look at him as, so them as an assassin to remove those people who were about to do bombings in the city, you know, basically kill one person to save 60. And this is where a lot of people have an issue with the way that people have portrayed Chris Kyle. Now, if there was not a movie, if there was not this Clint Eastwood major production, Bradley Cooper, all that, and you just looked at Chris Kyle the soldier from the aspect of a Dateline special that Lester Holt did a couple of years back, where he was interviewing him and showing that how he went from war tours in Iraq to, you know, coming home and trying to help those with PTSD just like he had. I would have no problem with the way that they were viewing Chris Kyle. They're viewing him as a soldier trying to give back to other soldiers in an attempt to have normalcy in their life. And that I have no problem with. But then you have the movie. And the movie has taken on a whole other level in dramatizing him as someone who was bigger, above and beyond your average soldier. That's the way they portrayed it in the particular movie. He was, you know, the big and bad guy that, you know, that Western hero that Clint Eastwood fashion, that's what he would do. He'd make him this big Western hero, quote-unquote, where he was the savior for the Middle East. And that's where a lot of people have taken this movie and have looked at it in certain ways. When a movie makes over $200 million, it does create this effect of how does that, you know, go towards the realm of the, you know, the historical aspect of Chris Kyle, and how does that affect the military in itself? Because what happens in a situation like that, when you see him going that hardcore, that influences a lot of people in saying, you know what, I need to be in the military. I want to be that dude. I want to step up and just be that sniper like that. So, maybe the question was this movie so large because the military had involvement in making the movie? The movies have such a big influence on the way we review and look at people. Music, the movies have a way of creating a positive or a negative light. You know, going back to the movie Selma, you see how people think that LBJ was portrayed in a negative light, and it took away from the aspect of, you know, the movie, because people are so focused on LBJ and not looking at the historical significance of the movie. People say the same thing about American Sniper. People say that, you know, if you look at the significance of the movie, the fact that he was neither a person that, you know, you could praise, or he was neither a person that you need to look down upon. He was just a soldier. However, with the success of a movie like that, it elevates that positive aspect. You may look at it and say, you know, he was very absent as a father for the early, you know, early years of his child's life. He wanted to go back to several tours. He wanted to, he could not take the fact of being home. He always wanted to go back and say, you know what, I need to go back to Afghanistan because that's where I felt comfortable. You know, that's where the element of that movie shows different sides of Chris Kyle. However, we don't see that. We see the military hype machine where it's all about, it's focused on the saving of the country type of thing. Because what people felt like he was doing, he was saving the American principles. And once again, it's a TV show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we're talking about, is this something that we should be praising? Is this something that we should be looking at as a heroic act when it comes down to it? And that's where I find fault with the oversaturation of of Chris Kyle and the way Chris Kyle went about his work. So that's definitely a big issue when you see all the different aspects of what's going on right now. It makes America as a whole look as if, one, they have to be a savior, two, that, you know, this is what we're about. We're about taking down. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, child, we're taking you out regardless. And isn't that the sign that we really want to show the rest of the world that this is just the type of military we have? You know, and then that's something that makes it very difficult. So when you have somebody like Michael Moore or Bill Maher that's talking about how this was, in a way, a pro-war movie, I understand. It comes off as a pro-war movie because of the fact that it just puts the military in such a light, like, you know, we are G.I. Joe, we are going to go all cause to, for our country. And is that a bad thing? Not necessarily, but it's about how it's done. You know, just like how back a few years ago when Clint Eastwood did Fight for Fathers and did the Iwo Jima movie, you know, it put us in that Western hero perspective once again. But when you see Miracle in St. Anna, which was showing a different side of the same war, didn't have that same effect on showing the historical significance of World War II. It's the heroism of how they take certain characters or certain people in real life and the way they denigrate certain aspects of that same concept, of that same war, makes it very difficult for me to look at that case, to look at that trial of this other person that killed Chris Kyle and say there's any way he would have got a fair trial. So the questions remain, all right, what do you do now? What does it take? What do you do? Where does it go moving forward? Of course he's going to appeal. Of course he's going to have a right to appeal, and there's a very good chance that he's going to get a mistrial because of the timing of this movie. The timing of this movie just went at the wrong time, went at the wrong aspect, because there's no way you could find a fair and impartial jury because of the fact that everybody's already heard about this case. Everybody's already heard about the story. Everybody's already heard about the dynamic and the aspect of Chris Kyle and the American Sniper. You know, this guy had no chance. I mean, of course, pleading insanity was just a really nonsensical way of trying to get over because the way everything went down, you can tell he's in his right mind and he was in a certain thought that was competent and knew what he was doing. So this to be a technicality because of the hype machine of the movie industry is a travesty of justice. And that's where the problem comes when it comes down to the hype of the movie and the heroism that they made of Chris Kyle prior to the trial. And travesties of injustice are nothing new, but it's just going to seem like it's going to be another element, another step that's going to cause a lot of people a lot of heartache reliving this story over and over and over again. And this is where the American justice system has very big problems when it comes down to choosing the right people for trial, choosing the right venue for trial. It should never been in that section of Texas. It should never been in Texas, period. They should have relocated to another state, Oklahoma or New Mexico, where there's a little more impartiality in finding the right person for the trial. And if they did that, then there should be no reason to say that there wouldn't be a fair and balanced trial for this guy, for this gentleman, so that way we can ensure that justice was served. And this is Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, 2Live Productions, 2Live Entertainment. We're talking about heroism or hype. And we're talking about right now the travesty of justice that is going to happen because of the fact that the way the movie industry created this larger than life character. And I just wanted to go into this topic because it was, you know, it was and this is Mr. Ross TV, Blog Talk Radio, Trailer Production, Toy Entertainment. I had a little technical difficulty right there. So right now, just think about how the government, how society is creating this glamorization, this Bonnie and Clyde concept when it comes down to Chris Kyle. And that's where there's a big problem with the whole scope of how everything is politicized in this particular country. And while we have a few minutes talking about politicizing certain events, it makes me think of some other breaking news that happened over the weekend in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, once again, not going through the right channels, not finding the right jury, creates a big travesty of justice. And that's been the case of the 12-year-old boy who was shot and killed by the Cleveland police officer for having a BB gun. Now, this here, based off of everything that we just saw with Ferguson, based off what we saw in Florida, this particular in Staten Island, this particular case gets politicized. It gets overhyped. It gets attacked in a way because of the fact that you see everything that's going on. I mean, you see everything that's going on with society, going on with aspects of creating this different heroism effect. You know, once the Ferguson police officer was not indicted, once they could not bring a civil suit against the police officers in Ferguson, what that did, that made it so much easier for Cleveland to make that decision to say, oh, well, since this precedent was done here in Missouri, we can do the same thing in Ohio and find there's no fault. And that's where this hype machine of the media plays an effect. Now with social media, with Twitter, with, you know, with Instagram, with all these different things, we see things so quickly, we react to it so quickly that even before we get all the information, we already made our decision, we already been the judge, jury, and executioner on every single case because everything is so instant now. Going back to the sniper case, to the American Sniper incident, that was so instantaneous. That was such a people already made up their mind and made the decision before the trial even began. And then you take the fact you got the super huge movie out, number one movie for several weeks before the trial even starts. Why does that make you do that? In the back of the mind, it influences the jury. Now, in the case of back in Ohio, the jury was influenced by the fact that Ferguson was looked upon in the eyes of the grand jury as a justified manner. It was looked upon as a manner of, well, this is where, you know, there was no wrongdoing going on. So if you do that, if you overhype a certain situation, if you overhype over-dramatize or over-politicize a certain event, then what that does, that skews the mind of the people that it affects. This is where we as a country, we as a society, need to really try to figure out how to change the way we go about the selection process. The selection process of these different indictments, of these different grand juries, of these different trials are causing a big issue. It's supposed to be a jury of the peers. But are we really selecting a true jury of our peers? Are we selecting those who automatically find the decision that we ultimately want to make? And if we continue to do that, based off of the media hype, based off of the type of direction that the media feels is ideal, then there will never be a fair trial in this country anymore. And that's where the big problem comes with the hype machine. That's where the problem comes with 24-hour media and these news outlets that do not let anything go. They'll play up and play out every single situation, be it frivolous or be it major. You know, the distractions that come from the media is just so unbelievably crazy and so unbelievably just exorbitant that they will take any situation and blow it up for hours or days on end. We spent a full week talking about a dress of a different color on a time period that overshadowed and hid the whole case that was going on in Cleveland. When that was going down, the media wasn't talking about the grand jury not indicting the police officer in Cleveland. The media was talking about a dress. You know, the sniper trial, you know, each day they went over a lot of information with that, but it was slipped underneath the rug. It was a very fast trial. They did it in a certain time frame where it was going to be, you know, it was going to disguise the fact that there could be a mistrial. And they don't want to talk about that because of the fact that, you know, a mistrial would be one of the worst things that can happen when you know blatantly fiction should have been had. But the media is going to try to hide that, is going to try to quell that to the point where, you know, people will not realize what's going on. That is a very dangerous thing when it comes down to how we view trials, how we view the criminal justice system in this country. If we view the criminal justice system as something almost like American Idol vote, where it comes down to the popularity, it comes down to the media hype, it comes down to who they are being skewed to believe is the ideal, then the criminal justice system will never correct itself. And this is something that needs to be addressed one way or the other through the political system. But, however, the system has been in effect for this country for over 300 years, and it'll be very difficult to change a machine that has been going on for that long. So this is where we stand. This is what we have to fight. This is what we have to deal with. So one of the main things is making sure that we are getting on jury pools if possible to try to read up on the cases instead of going off of what TV is telling you. Trying not to be so easily influenced by social media when it comes down to certain topics and certain discussions. So that way, you're not looking at the case in a way of how Hollywood wants you to do it or how CNN or MSNBC or whatever news outlet you like to watch is portraying a certain individual. You're looking at it from a strictly poignant standpoint of the facts, the information, and what is surrounding situations. That way, the best decision is made for the families and parties involved. And once again, Blog Talk Radio, 200 Entertainment, Vibes TV show. Thank you for listening to the show each and every Sunday. We have a show for Love Talk tomorrow. Topic will go out tonight on Facebook, so keep a lookout for that. And once again, I appreciate all your comments. I appreciate all your response to a lot of the different shows that we're doing because we try to put a lot of information at 30-minute time frame, and we want to make sure that all the information that is getting out there is important information that will help to create a conversation, that will help to create a better situation in our communities. And the month of March is coming in. It's that March Madness time right now. So the madness is, and we're going to talk about the political madness. We're going to talk about economic madness. We're going to talk about social madness. So there's a lot of different elements of madness that we're going to be talking about this particular month. So be on the lookout for that. And chime in at any time you want to call into the show. We like your opinion. We like your feedback. We like for the responses that we get from our show through the Facebook page, through the Twitter feeds. So keep coming with that information because it really does matter to me, and it's very important to me to know what everybody's thinking when it comes down to the concepts of the shows, when it comes down to some of the different topics that we talk about. So definitely, you know, continue to keep putting in your impact, your input, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, it's okay because I embrace it and want to make sure that we are talking about the right topics and making sure that everybody understands where we come from. We don't always have to agree because, you know, a lot of people, when it comes down to this particular topic, it splits in the middle when it comes down to Chris Kyle. It comes down to those who are saying, if you weren't in the military, you don't know what we go through. And it comes down to people saying that, you know, you don't have to be in the military to see that the media was trying to make him bigger than life, a bigger than life character, a bigger than life figure, in order to boost an agenda. And when it comes down to guns and gun control and military benefits, all that was being politicized by this particular event, this particular movie, this particular real life situation that was turned into a dramatic event. And that's where the whole hype machine played a major factor in the aspect of the society, of our communities, and of this country. So once again, thank you for listening to this show each and every week. And we're going to go back at this next week, next Sunday, with the madness. We're going to go into Madness Month and looking forward to hearing all your feedback. And once again, Love Talk comes on tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. And we have a lot of different interesting topics that we're going for in March as well. So thank you once again, Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.
Intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together.